You're listening to the Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey.
How popular were you in high school?
Not at all.
No one's like, oh man, that
freshman,
Bailey kid,
freshman
pretty popular.
Through junior year in Georgia. I lived in Georgia from 6th grade to 11th grade. I didn't have that many friends.
Yeah.
I had one friend who is... who we kind of had a falling out in 11th grade anyway.
Yeah.
So you know.
Really didn't, you were kind of a loner.
No, not really. I mean,
wore
I was
a trench coat.
I played, I played sports. So, you know, the wrestling team, those guys were
those
good
bros,
friends. Yeah.
Bros.
Those, and starting in 9th grade, like those guys, you know, but after kind of wrestling season or whatever, you know, and getting into football season. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I guess I had friends, but I just didn't. There wasn't like a lot of hanging out and stuff like that.
You didn't think like, oh man, I got to be popular.
I was not very popular. No. Now, when I got to Texas, things weirdly
you're the cool man?
Changed. Yeah.
Oh. And you're like the cool guy. Popular.
I got in a punk band. I think that helped.
Oh, okay. So you're like punk rock popular.
Yeah.
I knew a lot of people.
It's like C-list high school celebrity.
Yeah, like, oh, it's punk rock guys. I knew a lot of people in different groups. I didn't, like, stick with one group.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that. Mostly because I worked, like, a
I
full-time job.
I stuck with
job.
Whoever had the most weed was, and girls and booze. Like, if y'all, if they, you know.
I never really.
And that they could stomach me. Because I was kind of wild.
Reminds me of that Not a Surf song you were playing here. That's funny. Well, I ask you this because this is actually stressing people out. And, of course, you could imagine the high school, the popularity thing all the way through junior high and high school. There's that thing of people trying to
strive. I didn't
want to
be popular. I just wanted some friends. I was okay with that.
I think that's all everyone wants.
Right? I didn't want to be like the most liked person.
I don't think everyone
does
either.
And I still don't.
Maybe some people. we've noticed.
Yeah, but, you know.
But Rachel Gnar, it's her name.
Gnar? Like G-N-A-R?
Like an Australian, no. Gnar.
Like, oh, N-A-R?
N-A-R-R.
Okay, well, that was like gnarly.
She's a candidate, PhD candidate for clinical psychology, University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
She did a study, which Gnar was the lead author, also found that being popular in high school... excuse me, sorry.
That's why we need that cough button. Oh, Jesus, you're spilling it all over yourself.
I told you.
Oh,
what the...
Oh, man, the water bottle has a leak. We're keeping this in, by the way. This is part of the show today.
No.
Yeah.
No.
you completely dousing yourself. How is this not radio entertainment right now? That's what I want.
You're the only one entertained by this.
It's amazing. It's a play-by-play of your day just crumbling around you.
Is it still leaking?
No. You finally got it threaded on, right?
Action. I forgot where we are. The study of which Gnar was the lead author also found that being popular in high school was tied to having higher social anxiety by early adulthood. That means like you're trying to maintain that, oh, I want to be popular and that kind of that ethic. And that's how you think you're going to get friends even into adulthood.
Hmm.
Want to remind you people, it ain't high school after high school. Things kind of change. I don't know. Maybe if you go to J.B. Hunt and work in the... cubicles there. I've heard that is like another grade.
I've never been there. So.
I just have friends at work there that act like it. You know, they say it's sort of high school.
Now they're getting fired.
Well, his name is. No, just joking. The study, again, in other words, your friendships as teenagers sort of set in motion your later social well-being and how you manage relationships as an adult. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think everything that happens to you when you're a kid affects you as an adult.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, you're pretty impressed, and, you know, that's how you're pretty much molded into adulthood. You're saying that, obviously, this is it sets you for that. That doesn't mean you're set in stone.
No. I think everybody has the ability to adapt.
Let's hope. That could be true for a variety of reasons, the study is, potentially including the fact that teenage years are when first major non-family relationships and attachments are formed. Experiencing your positive ones at the point in life may set a stage for in a powerful way. So if you've got a good few good friends in high school or junior high and you grow up with them, that might set the tone for good relationships in your future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're striving to be the popular kid, which I'll tell you this, I know a kid Well, he's an adult now, but he was a kid. He was a grade above me. Most popular kid in school.
Mm-hmm.
He was like on the football team. Ran into him years later on Dixon Street. And I was, you know.
Working at Hardee's.
No.
No, okay.
he didn't have a job at the time. But and he was looking for a job, and he was lost. And this is probably about 4 or 5 years after high school. And he was lost and sad about it. And he's like, you got everything. Telling me that I get everything. Listen, I've.
Well, we do.
We do.
We have.
We don't get paid we don't get paid very much for what we do.
We survive.
We survive.
You got a lot of time in your day.
I do.
You know what you don't have when you have money?
Time. You're right. I know. I feel very lucky in what I'm getting. What I do.
For sure.
And we work hard, somewhat. To do it.
I think that sometimes people make their entire identities based off of that person that they were in high school.
Yes.
And they expect...
And they can end... It ends in a dirt road sometimes. Right. It'll end at a...
Sometimes.
You know, dead end sometimes.
But I bet if you talk to him today, I bet he's adapted, adjusted, he's changed his life.
He's done a lot better.
Yeah.
The guy's doing, I think, real estate or something. He's doing well.
I never
he had to pivot.
I never wanted to be popular. That wasn't a really concern of mine. I wanted to be known, though.
Yeah.
Be very, very,
very
well known. And even today, I may not be popular, but your ass knows me. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because I think with popularity comes with, and I know a person who is extremely popular and well known, but extremely popular.
Yeah.
And sometimes I see the time that he has to put into people who are not worth it necessarily.
Yeah,
you get a lot of leech ons.
Yes,
when
and people take advantage.
You're popular.
People take advantage.
I think
sometimes.
So. And
we've been there. I know that you and I have both been there.
Right, but I kind of, maybe you more than me.
Definitely me more than you.
Because I'm kind of an a-hole.
Nicer.
If I think that somebody's trying to take advantage of me, I call them out on it.
But I got street smarts now. I mean, it's been years and years. So I've obviously
you're not.
I've been burned a few times.
You're not quite the Peter Pan you used to be.
No,
but. Hey, man.
And we don't work on popularity. I think it's about those friendships and people that, you know, friendships that last.
For sure. I've got my close friends. I've got my inner circle. I got my family. That's all I need.
That's what really matters.
Screw everybody else.
Usually all the high school stuff, that's all drama. It goes away quickly.
I love this song, by the way.
You want to play it? We can play some Not a Surf. All right. We'll play some Not a Surf. We'll be right back on 3B. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X.
Simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up an elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene. If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers the company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, you'll remain friends! Catch the biggest fish in your pond. You have to be as attractive as possible. Make sure to keep your hair spotless and clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him you liked his article in the newspaper.
I'm the party star. I'm popular. I got my own car. I'm popular. I'll never get caught. I'm popular. I'm the teacher's pet.
I propose we support a 1 month limit on going steady. I think it would keep people more able to deal with weird situations and get to know more people. I think if you're ready to go out with Johnny, now's the time to tell him about your 1 month limit. He won't mind, he'll appreciate your fresh look on dating. And once you've dated someone else, you can date him again. I'm sure he'll like it, everyone will appreciate it. You're so novel, what a good idea. You can keep your time to yourself, you don't need date insurance. You can go out with
Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey. Download the latest podcast on iTunes and follow us on Facebook at 3B Radio.